106, broadcasting from WXFM in Elmwood Park, with studios in Elmwood Park in downtown Chicago. With us this evening is a lot of people. Jonathan's here, and Mike's here, and there's people laying on the floor, and Sean's sitting over there in front of the other microphone with his guitar in his hand. Sean Phillips, thanks for stopping up to Triad.
I'm glad I'm come.
You're going to be playing at the Quiet Night starting Wednesday. And your second gig in Chicago since 10 years ago.
Right.
And we highly urge everyone to get out to the Quiet Night at 953 Belmont and say hello to Sean and listen to him.
Please enjoy his
music. What's been happening since the first contribution?
Well, we've just been... I've been sitting writing more material. Second contribution came out that... for the thing, the track you just played, Steel Eyes, that album was written, you know, do you know the story about the trilogy?
No.
Well, when Jonathan came to Italy and said
about... Is that where you live, Italy?
Yeah, Positano. He's come back there, and he'd had a bunch of people coming up from Positano, been down there visiting, and said, hey, this cat down there, and this man's making some nice music, and you ought to go see about it. So he came to see about it, and he says, do you want to cut an album? And I said, no. And he said, oh. And he went away and did some other business somewhere, and then he came back about 2 weeks later and said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I wanted to do, three albums. which was, now this was, what, 3.5 years ago now? About 3 years ago. I said, I want to do three albums. I want them to be free-form albums, have a whole lot of stuff in them.
Great.
And he said, yeah, and got a pencil down, put a bunch of figures down, and 2 weeks later I was in London recording.
Mm-hmm. Where did you record?
Studios called Trident in London. And very good studios. We kept them going the first 3 months, man.
Just talking about Robin Cable.
Brilliant engineer. Brilliant.
Yeah, we'll play one of my favorite tracks off your albums, Withered Roses, later on, and demonstrate some of the engineering of Robin Cable. Did Robin Cable engineer that also?
Yeah, Robin did. Has done all our stuff.
And you produced it.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't live in America.
Not at the moment. No.
Why? It's good to know why.
Yeah, I think it's going to get a bit heavy over here soon, actually.
Yeah, in what ways?
Well, many different ways. I think, I'll just put it this way. There's a lot of, I'm going to sing a song called Spring Wind, which says a lot. But there's a lot of people that are running this country that aren't using their minds. And the only way that they have to judge what's going on outside and inside is within the light of their proximity of death.
Gross national product, I think, is how they judge it, mainly.
Yeah, yeah. And it's one of the reasons I left the States, because it was already beginning to create tension then.
Mm-hmm. You feel that you can create more outside than you would, perhaps, maybe if you lived here?
Only because I have a clearer view.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to... I can't sit back and write songs about... what I would term mediocre subjects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, baby, we're going to go to movies tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
hear you.
Feel I can do that.
There's a lot of people doing it.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people doing it, and those people got to realize one thing, man, and there's, like, I think there's a basic truth that exists, that competition and creativity don't mix. And so I split. And now I'm back because I want to sing some songs about spring winds and things.
Would you?
Yeah.
Now?
Now? Right now.
Now?
Just make sure it's in. Here we go.
Now the wind of change is blowing through the towers, and the hard rain's pouring down, and the face of man has turned into a glower, and he's forced to scheme to keep his limited power. And the not so strong are merely made to cower. Spring wind, blowing through the bamboo leaves. Spring wind, blowing through the bamboo leaves. Yet the spirit of man growing ever higher every time he plants a field. To grow and to sow again, he's repeating, recreating what he feels. The lives of a farmer, the lives of a doctor should be running parallel. Shrewd politicians meet wealthy morticians. Do they really burn in hell? Come on. Spring wind, blowing through the bamboo. Take a world and then you fill it full of people, and the force of life is bound to go shatteringly forward. Make a law for man, it doesn't work for mayhem, and the task at hand is so unbearably rewarding. And as we know, the change is not so cruel. Spring wind blowing through the bamboo leaves. Spring wind blowing through the bamboo
song.
Seems like You really, really, really do get into what you're doing. There's no doubt about it.
It's the only way.
Visually and audially. I wondered, listening to your records, what you looked like when you were doing what you were doing. Now I know. You really, really get into it. Your songs seem, most of them seem really, really a serious interpretation of life. Is that how you see yourself performing, or?
I once read on a packet of cigarettes in Canada, and it was for Peter Jackson cigarettes. And inside the packet, it had a little thing, and I don't know. It must have been. It was the moment or whatever happened, but it really struck me this, and it said, perfection consists in doing ordinary things extraordinarily well. And it did my mind in, man, for some reason at that moment. And I've always, you know, gone, tried to go by that. Anyway, I may forget about it in 3 years.
Yeah. Talking about other music, other people's music.
Mm-hmm.
You say there's a lot of people singing about, you said, I forgot exactly what you said, about...
Just take me to the movies.
Right. You think a lot of people are getting into an acoustical type sound just because it's being more accepted now and not playing well, singing well, but not saying anything? I think a lot of that is happening? And this,
well, whatever's going at the moment, a lot of people are going to jump into and try and make the bread off of. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, but that is not to say that there's a lot of people that aren't really trying to, you know, jump in there and really say something. Because I mean, one of the
a lot of times, though, if an artist is truly an artist, which means he's saying something and he's creating something. A lot of times it's so heavy and it's so personal, a lot of people can't pick up on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Exactly. That's one of the... in fact, you've hit stone on the problem with me. Because it's not particularly... it's not that sometimes it's personal. It's just sometimes I'm hip to something that's gone down somewhere that they won't even talk about in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, therefore, somebody quite naturally will have trouble.
Do you write your tunes in an idea to be universal, or?
Oh, definite. It's music, man. I don't like repeating myself a lot, but music is the creation of harmony out of chaos, and it has to be. It has to be universal.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you can't just write for one segment of people, you know. And say,
but a lot of artists, a lot of musicians doing different kinds of music, have been laying down music for a long time, you know, and people have never picked up on it.
I know. Freddie Neil, for one.
Right. A lot more in different kinds of music, jazz, you know.
Yep.
Progressive jazz musicians are. A lot of them are starving. You know, and they're really fine musicians.
There's a man named Freddie Redd, who's an incredible pianist. And he's not doing much nothing today.
What do you think their problem is? Is it they're unexposed, or the music's too far out for the majority of people to accept?
What was I reading the other night? I was reading a very weird book by a man named Frank Herbert called The Santa Rosa Barrier. And he said... in order to answer these quickly like this, it's difficult.
Take your time.
Okay. One, in order to get I think people will listen to the music reacts within themselves. Whatever that music may be. At the moment, in the United States and most of the countries in the world, people tend to buy that which is selling well. So one suggestion I would suggest is get rid of the charts, for one.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree.
Just do away with it, man. I mean, let people pick for themselves. You got it going here. You got a freeform station. You know, play it all, man, and let people dig what they wanna dig. But again, we're mm-hmm. faced with a problem at the moment, and it is not insoluble.
The point is, people have different test markets. This is a whole thing. We're in a certain town, certain people will start buying a certain album, so different radio stations start playing that album, and then it goes on the charts, and pretty soon everybody's buying the same albums.
Yeah, yeah.
By the same artists. When there are a lot of good albums, you know, good music and good artists running around that people never hear about because
yeah, right.
they've never made it in a test market.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. I've totally lost my train of thought, man. Go ahead and say something.
How about
something.
Playing the guitar?
Oh, I'll have to retune it. You want to do something?
Could you tune it on the air? That sounds
yeah.
good. It's pretty free for you. Talking with Sean Phillips, and he's tuning up his guitar. He's here in the Triad Studios this evening. He's going to play some more songs for us as soon as he gets his guitar in tune.
I'm going to put this cable on here.
Strange looking ring you have.
Yeah, it's an aquamarine in there. I liked it because it was very simple. Another tune?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's quite long.
You've got about 15 minutes.
That'll do. That'll do. Okay. I hope you don't mind if I do this, man, because they're really rattling. Could you hear them rattling on the guitar? These pins I'm wearing. They were rattling on the guitar when I was playing before. It was kind of... This is a song called These Two Have to Be Sung Together. You'll dig why. One of them is called Us, first one's called Us We Are, and the second one's called Burning Fingers.
Words of God.
got to be perceived. Won't you listen to us, please? Maybe for you it's another day. Do you want to see the sun coming up in gray? Tell me what the difference is between your life and pay. Does the fire of your optimism flare up in the dark? Can you come to me with open arms and strike the finite spark of love? Could be a case of a laity on a your part, my part, or anyone who thinks they see through a decade, an epoch, or maybe even centuries. What do you think could be your reality? Does your breath go away for anything you plainly see? Talking to God or going on a nod or freaking out fancy free? Take your time in the morning sun, it lasts for half a day. Speak your mind to your only son, if that's what you have to say to him. I know I'm living in utopia, with a strangely cloying absence of euphoria, and the rapidly increasing senses of dementia, and the anticipation in my life now lends an ear. And I know I gotta choose, gonna win or gonna lose, or maybe that's the fear. I only hope that the choice of death will be mine to make and clear. Your time in the morning sun, it lasts for half a day. Speak your mind to your only son, and that's what you have to say to him. I look up in the sky, a figure bows its head, and then I wonder why they tell me I'll be dead. The ashes in the tray, my bones of mortal webs, the blood of liquid clay, the brain that swiftly speed on toward the light, hurling blockades in the sand. We know that that is right. We need to hold the hand that makes us all the same. We see and hear and taste. We speak and play the game. Are you worried about the haste? Can you identify with I? Do many pieces still remain, or do you ever cry and forget you have a name? Have you ever felt the wind in the leaves among your heart, or do you still intend to let your love depart? The force of love is strong, like the light from distant space. The might of love is long, despite refutal
in the race. The sun is setting down. Where are the eyes to see it rise? No one keeps a crown except of thorns, a gaudy pace. The time is drawing nigh. We can go and self-destruct, or simply fade away with the rosy glow at dusk. I open up our minds and realize the depth. I'll never see the pine. Our fate is in our hands. Can the demons gain the sway, or sow the lovely land? And ye gods will know the way.